Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 94 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It is so great to be back here with you this week. I'm actually recording this one on Wednesday afternoon, so this will come out Thursday morning at 6 a.m. We've just gotten back in from the hospital last night, which was Tuesday, about 7 o'clock, and my wife really did a great job with chemo this time. They had regulated some things, and she had a really good hospital stay, and we just finished getting her white count booster shot, so we just got back from that. And she's doing well, so these next 4 or 5 days will kind of stink, but we have made it through 3 rounds of chemo, and the next round is a little more exciting because after that, they're actually going to do another CT scan, and we will see kind of where it is. They may even do a PET scan, kind of see what's going on, see if it's shrunk, and we feel like it's definitely shrunk because she feels better than she's ever felt, especially once she gets past these chemo days, and can breathe better, can walk better, just all of that stuff. So we know it's working. It's just a matter of how much and how much this thing shrunk. And so we will see. They had initially told us 6 rounds. We're hoping and praying for 4, but wherever it goes, we know that she's been in good hands and she's getting better. So that's the main thing. So thanks to all of you who have reached out and continue to reach out. And also just another big thank you to all of you who continue to listen, who continue to download this podcast, who continue to share it. The numbers keep going up each month. So we keep breaking records each and every month. And I really appreciate that. And that, you know, helps get this content into the hands of particularly men who it's, you know, I target, but men and women who can use this help. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This week, I want to talk about a fairly new concept that I've just kind of come upon. And it's a concept called thought bubbles. And what it does and what it allows is it allows you to kind of take your thought downloads and put them in a really in a word picture, if you will, and let you kind of see a diagram of what these thoughts, what these feelings that we struggle with, you know, sometimes on a daily basis, and how we can begin to unpack those in a little different way from what maybe we've done in the past or you've done in the past. And this concept, my wife actually saw it. It was from a children's book. I don't even know who wrote it, but it was on Amazon. And she said, just, you know, look at this. It's called Thought Bubbles. And I thought, wow. Instantly, the light bulbs went off for me because I thought, what a great visualization for my clients, for the audience, for myself, in how to really take a thought, how to really take a feeling and extrapolate that thing out and really see how you can, I can process through this and actually process the emotion, process the thought all the way through, and then begin to decide how we want to think about that thought, right? How we want to feel, how we want to think about that feeling. And so I'm going to give you a great example, I think, today, and one that is very, very relevant because a client of mine, and I just worked through this earlier this week, and I had kind of given him this concept too because he was struggling with in a particular area that I'll tell you about in just a second. But it really, really, really does allow you to see it firsthand, right? And it gives you the opportunity to have that aha moment when I think sometimes we just try to either jot it down or we try to do it in our head, and it's not quite as powerful as it can be when you do it in a thought bubble. Now, I made this up, so if you go out and find this book on Amazon, you look, you're like, well, that's not what they were talking about at all. I'm like, you're probably right because I didn't read the book and I don't know who wrote it. But for me, this has been really, really enlightening this week. So hopefully it will be to you as well. So my client, and I told him, I said, man, we have literally just done my podcast episode in our one-on-one session because he was frustrated. He owns his own business, very successful guy, was headed to see a client. And we'll call this client's name Bob for just that's just the name we'll pick. But he was headed to see Bob, and he was so frustrated before he even got there that morning. He's on the way, and I asked him, I said, so why are you all worked up about, you know, Bob? And I said, what about Bob? You know, what is it? It's like the old movie. And he's like, man, let me tell you. And so he just starts telling me the story, right? He tells me how Bob's inconsiderate, how Bob never likes his work, how Bob's the one that caused this issue to begin with, but he's expecting my client to pay for it. He doesn't like to pay for things. He likes to, you know, nickel and dime him to death. He wants to argue about things. He wants to tell him that, you know, he doesn't have integrity, and on and on and on. And so as it goes, right, he's telling me the story. And we all know, and we're all really good at telling stories. And so you've heard me talk enough on here about separating fact from fiction and all that stuff, right? And so as we began to kind of unpack this, I said, so let's talk about Bob, right? And so here's what I want you to do. If you're in a space where you can write and you've got a piece of paper, I want you to take out a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, and I want you to put a circle in the middle of it. Okay, just a decent size, you know, circle right in the middle of it, large enough to at least write the name Bob in. And this is what I want you to start doing with these thought bubbles, because the thought you're having, right, is about Bob. So let's write down Bob. And then from that, I want you to draw little lines and then make other circles, okay? Almost like you're drawing, you know, a sun, right, with the lines out, and then you draw a circle, line out, draw a circle, line out, draw a circle. And you guys know that I've talked about, you know, kind of getting outside of yourself, being that little Martian, seeing, you know, what your brain's doing. Well, this is a picture of that, right? So these bubbles, right, they pop up. It's like Bob, boop, pop up, Bob, boop, pop up, Bob, boop, pop up, right? All these bubbles. And I want you to write down the thoughts you're having about Bob. So for you, it might be something else, right? You're dealing with something. So write that something in there and then start writing those feelings down. And so for him, we wrote down Bob, and then it was, you know, Bob thinks I'm inconsiderate. Bob thinks I'm unethical. Bob's hard to deal with. Bob nickels and dimes me. Bob doesn't want to pay. Last month, Bob didn't pay on time. All the stuff, right? So you can make this one word bubble as big as you want to make it about Bob. Maybe you need to do two, right? You write, draw another one with Bob because you run out of paper, whatever. You write all these down. Now you look at it and you see all these bubbles and all these thoughts that you have about Bob. Or for you, maybe it's lack of confidence. All of these thoughts you have about lack of confidence, or you messed up, all these thoughts you have about being a bad dad, or a poor dad, or a bad father, or a bad husband, whatever. But we'll stay with Bob for now, right? So I said, okay, so now we've got all these thoughts about Bob. Let's look at them. Let's ask ourselves some questions. Are these thoughts true? Are they true? Let's go through and look. And so what do? We go around each one of those thoughts and we mark off every one that's not true. Now you can imagine several of those are going to come off quickly, right? Because they're story. They're part of the story that we're telling. We might internalize that they're true, but we know at the core they're not a true statement. Okay? It's kind of like, you know, how do we make sure it's true? When we look out, if everybody would agree that the tree's a tree, it's a tree. If we say that's a beautiful tree, right, then that becomes what? That becomes a thought. It's not a circumstance. So really, we're just pulling out the circumstance here, okay? So what is true? Okay? What is true in all of these word bubbles? Okay, so we've got Bob. What's true? So anything that's not true, we're going to X off. The ones that are left that might be true, like we can say, yeah, that's true. Does continuing to think about that thought serve you well? Is that a good thought to keep thinking about Bob? Like as I'm going into this situation, is it helpful to think that Bob doesn't like me? Is it helpful to think that Bob thinks I'm unethical? Is it helpful to think that, right, Bob's going to nickel and dime me before I go in? Most of those thoughts are not helpful, right? Delete, delete, delete. So as you begin to look at this bubble and you begin to look at these bubbles, you begin to see something here. You begin to see Bob, right? Bob is the circumstance. All these bubbles around are thoughts, okay? And even if you put a feeling in the middle, look around at all the thoughts that you're having about the feeling. Ask yourself the same question, okay? Now, as I was talking to a client earlier today, I said, you know, you may not go and just all of a sudden you put Bob in and now all the thoughts are rosy, right? Or if you put a feeling in of lack of self-confidence, and then you're trying to get to self-confident, now all of a sudden you put self-confident in the bubble, it's probably not going to play out very well, right? Why? Because you don't believe it yet, okay? Right? Well, you don't believe it yet. But with these thought bubbles, and particularly with Bob, you put Bob back in a new thought bubble, okay? So kind of put that one to the side because we've deleted that. You put Bob back in there, and now what are some thoughts that can serve you well that you can believe about Bob? And then you start circling them. Again, right? Draw the lines and circle them. I can help Bob. I am the expert in this field. Bob needs me because Bob keeps messing this thing up that I'm going to fix. Right? Bob needs me. Here's one that I like. What's happened in Bob's past that's made Bob be Bob? Right? That's a great question to ask. Bob is human. Bob is living a human experience. I get to choose if I want to work with Bob or not. I love that one, right? Take your power back. You get to choose, okay? You get to choose 100% if you want to work with Bob or not. Man, isn't that so much more powerful than all that other junk and all those other bubbles in the first one? Yes. And so that's how you begin to use this thought bubble. And you're like, okay, so now let's think about Bob and let's put in all the good thoughts that I could have here. And let's poster, right, this thing up against, let's tape this thing to our bulletin board. Let's put this in our truck. Let's put this in our vehicle as we're going to meet with the client. Let's put this in our, you know, bathroom as we're getting ready to go and have a speech in the morning because we're nervous about it. And we put anxiousness in the middle and then we do a thought bubble around anxiousness. But this alone can help you see what your brain is doing to you. And you begin to pull out and you begin to notice all of these bubbles that pop up when you think about XYZ, right? When you think about, for some of you, you're having relationship issues, right, with your spouse, with your significant other. Right now, when you're so angry with that significant other and you write their name in that bubble, do your thought bubbles out all around the sides of that and notice what thoughts are going in those bubbles. I'll guarantee you those thoughts aren't serving that relationship well. And so now change that, right? Put the name back in, put his and her name back in, and then notice what thoughts you could put in a thought bubble, in various thought bubbles, that will help preserve the relationship. That will help grow intimacy. That will help build you up together and not separate you apart. Because in the first example, when it's all the bad stuff, you really need to go in there and get that stuff out of there. Delete, delete, delete. Notice what's true. Notice what's not true. What serves you? What doesn't serve you? And then use the same person's name, right? Put her right back in there. For me, it's Natalie. Put Natalie right back in there. And what are all the thoughts I could have that would serve me better to help me love her and help our relationship grow rather than all those negative ones? And most of the time when you do that thought bubble with all those negatives that are going to come, they're all going to be expectations. And most of them are going to be unmet expectations. Remember that, okay? So this week, take some time. If you get anxious about something, if you've got something that's really bugging you, if you got some person that's really bugging you, take out a piece of paper, get a pencil, draw a circle, put that person's name in it and draw lines out from it and put bubbles and actually draw in there, right in there, what you're thinking about that person or that thing in that main bubble. Ask yourself, is it true? Ask yourself, is it useful? Ask yourself, does this do anything for you if you keep dwelling on all of these thoughts that are going on? Do another one, put that person's name back in there, put that feeling back in there, and then do it again. And give yourself some thoughts that are worth thinking about. All right, my friends, I hope this helps you. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com. If I can help you, DrDarrenWilson.com. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. I can't wait to see you back here for episode number 95. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.